Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A Bucks County mother will spend time behind bars for neglecting her premature twins, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
33-year-old Courtney Soika of Croydon is sentenced to 1 to 2 years in county jail after pleading guilty to 2 counts of child endangerment for failing to provide care to premature twins. The baby's father, 45-year-old Marcus Medella, pleaded guilty last month and is serving an 8 to 23-month jail sentence. Prosecutors say the twins were born in October 2024 at 32 weeks and after they were released from the NICU required regular weight checks, but the couple missed 4 appointments, and when the babies were brought in for a checkup in December, they'd each only gained a little over a pound, weighing in at 5.78 pounds and 5.04 pounds.
The babies were put on a regular feeding schedule and began gaining weight, with doctors determining there was no other illness and their poor weight gain was due to insufficient caloric intake. Prosecutors say that would have been prevented had the couple attended the scheduled follow-up appointments. The Philadelphia Department of Public Health has launched a citywide campaign offering free flu shots and COVID-19 vaccinations at health centers across the city. KYW's Connor Barkon tells us you don't need an appointment and walk-ins are welcome.
Public health officials say the initiative comes at a critical time.
This is the time of year where we really start to see respiratory viruses ticking upwards.
Dr. Sarah Johnson with the Philadelphia Department of Health helped announce free flu and COVID shots for Philadelphia residents outside of Health Center 3 in West Philly.
People are coming inside, they're having holiday gatherings where they're going to be close together, there's more of a chance of getting these infections. And getting the vaccine, you want to make sure you have time to build that protection ahead of these gatherings. So this is the time to be getting it.
You do not need an appointment or insurance to receive the shots, but you will be asked to show proof of Philadelphia residency when checking in for an immunization. Tensions were high outside the Criminal Justice Center in the city today while protesters from No Ice Philly called on the sheriff to do more to stop ICE from arresting people in and around the courthouse. The sheriff's supporters say it's the judges who have the power to stop ICE. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
So you're scapegoating the sheriff when you should be talking to the...
That's an argument breaking out between No Ice Philly protesters and Sheriff Rochelle Belau's supporters during a protest outside the CJC. For weeks, protesters have been calling for the sheriff to do more to stop ICE from arresting people in and around the courthouse, where they say about 100 Philadelphians have been arrested. KYW has been unable to verify that number.
Sheriff!
The Reverend Jay Bergen is a pastor and volunteer with the New Sanctuary movement.
Either there is more that she can be doing, or we have to accept the fact that she is powerless.
Andy Pierre was Sheriff Rochelle Belau's chief strategist during her campaign.
People who make the rules as to who comes in and out of the courts are the judges. Presiding Judge Padilla, she's the one who needs to be, this whole thing needs to be talking about her.
Padilla's office says the judge will not comment on the matter. Belau's supporters and protesters say they hope to find common ground in their opposition to ICE. Philadelphia City Council has to redo the ordinance it passed in June, authorizing bonds to pay for the mayor's affordable housing project, thus delaying the project by several months. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb explains.
The new bill is necessary because of the changes City Council made to Mayor Parker's budget for her home initiative, which promises 30,000 units of affordable housing. Parker's budget reserves some spending for moderate-income Philadelphians. Council wanted more for low-income residents, so they lowered the income limits for some programs. The problem is they'd already passed a bond ordinance saying that some of the proceeds would go to those with slightly higher incomes. Council President Kenyatta Johnson says having to start from scratch with the new bill is just part of the legislative process.
All of us support the home plan, and so we're just working out the logistics to make sure that it's executed in a very equitable way.
Johnson says his relationship with the mayor remains strong, though this is a rare case where the mayor did not get exactly what she wanted from council.
The new bill must go to a committee hearing, and with only one council session left this year, that means it can't pass until council reconvenes in January. New Jersey lawmakers advanced a bill today that would eliminate a required test to graduate high school. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
New Jersey is one of just six states that still require an exit exam as a graduation requirement. The Assembly Education Committee heard from several student and school groups in favor of dropping the exam, including Debbie Bradley from the Principals and Superintendents Association. She says the tests are not only redundant, but hold back student achievement by focusing on passing this one test when there are plenty of other ways to gauge student performance.
New Jersey students take mandated standardized tests annually in grades 3-8. And then once in high school, in English language arts, and mathematics.
Bradley and others reiterated that there are federal standards that must be met and that the high-stakes exit exam often tests prior coursework that students may not be brushed up on.
The bill to eliminate the test advanced with just one no vote from Republican Dawn Fantasia, who says when some districts are left to their own devices, students who aren't on grade level are passed ahead by doing other things like community service. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker, just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.